The new Congress will be sworn in today, and hopefully that'll mean some movement in the stalemate to end the government shutdown. But let's get into all of it with our Republican Senator Cory Gardner on the live line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year as well.
I think we can stop saying that to our guests now, but you're the final one. So yesterday the president was asked, how long is this government shutdown going to last? He said it could end very quickly or it could go on a long time. What's your feeling about how long this could go?
Well, I hope this ends today. I think we need to get this government funded, open, and running. I think it should be something Republicans and Democrats can agree to, and I've supported measures to do just that. Let's get this open today.
The wall has just become really kind of a symbol to some degree, Senator, but two things can be true. There's an immigration problem, and you all need to work legislatively to fix it, but secondarily, a wall is not going to solve the problem.
Well, we've heard from Border Patrol and others that they would like a wall in areas where it makes sense. I think the wall has become, in the president's words, other things than a wall. That's new judges, that's roads, just something he talks about. But what I think we need is to go back to some common sense that was around this place just 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I was a part of a bipartisan effort that would have provided $25 billion in funding for border security. And also addressed many elements of our broken immigration system that had Republican support, it had Democrat support. That's the kind of common sense solution that we ought to be pushing for that could end this government shutdown today.
Well, and last week you had VP Mike Pence offering $2.5 billion as he was trying to negotiate with Democrats. That might have been something they would go for. But then it seems like what the president is doing is always a moving target, and that makes it difficult to nail him down.
Well, I think they would still take $2.5 billion or even less than that. I've heard that an offer has been made around $1.6 billion by the president, vice president. Look, I was instrumental in helping to get the administration talking to Chuck Schumer when nobody seemed to be talking to each other. I'm going to continue to push for that. Look, we need border security, but we also have to have a competent government, and that's our priority is to make sure that we have both.
And it's also the sliding scale of the wall, too. It's not a wall. Now it's a fence. Now it's this. I mean, to some degree, and I say this respectfully, does the president think that some of the populace is just not bright enough to understand necessarily what's going on? And it's just you're just kind of pushing that or moving the goalpost each time?
Well, what I've understood for some time now is the president, when he talks about a wall, this goes back to our debate that we had where we had that $25 billion for the wall and the immigration reforms that had Republican and Democrat support, is that it included roads along the border that were needed for security, for Border Patrol, that it included hundreds of new judges that were needed to process immigration cases, that it did indeed include additional border security devices, including electronic and physical barriers. So, I think in his mind, he tries to talk about these in different words, meaning all of the above. But you'd have to ask him for his exact definition. My thought is simply this. Let's get the government open. Let's fund border security. I voted for a clean resolution to do just that. Let's get this work done.
We keep calling him, and he won't take our calls. So thousands of Democrats take control of the House today. Do you feel like things can still get done, that there are bipartisan things you can agree on the next few months?
I certainly do. I'm looking forward to working with our new colleagues. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Crow and Congressman-elect Neguse. Only a couple more hours until they're full-fledged congressmen, so excited for their leadership and opportunities coming ahead. So I think there's issues on transportation infrastructure to address, energy issues, our great outdoor economy in Colorado, so a number of areas of opportunity.
Senator, thank you for your time. We look forward to continuing the conversation here in 2019.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Economy in Colorado, so a number of areas of opportunity.
Senator, thank you for your time. We look forward to
address energy leadership and opportunities coming ahead. So I think there's issues on transportation infrastructure to address, energy issues, our great outdoor economy in Colorado, so a number of areas of opportunity.
Senator, thank you for your time. We look forward to continuing the conversation here in 2019.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.